אנחנו קוראים בחיפוש.
We're reading from the writings of Bala Sulam, the article "The Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sfirot." We are in item 54.
אנחנו נתחיל לקרוא.
Okay, so we'll start reading item 54.
When the Creator sees that one has completed one's measure of exertion and finished everything he had to do by the power of his choice and his strengthening in faith in the Creator, then the Creator helps him. Then one attains open providence, meaning the revelation of the face. Then he is rewarded with complete repentance, meaning he adheres to the Creator once more with his heart, soul, and might, as though naturally drawn by the attainment of the open providence. Again, item 54. When the Creator sees that one has completed one's measure of exertion and finished everything he had to do by the power of his choice and his strengthening in faith in the Creator, the Creator helps him. Then one attains open providence, meaning the revelation of the face. Then he is rewarded with complete repentance, meaning he adheres to the Creator once more with his heart, soul, and might, as though naturally drawn by the attainment of the open providence.
Questions. Continue. He explains further what the open providence is.
55. These above attainment and repentance come to a person in two degrees. The first is the attainment of providence of absolute reward and punishment. Besides attaining the reward for every mitzvah in the next world in utter clarity, is also rewarded with the attainment of the wondrous pleasure in the immediate observation of the mitzvah in this world. In addition, besides attaining the bitter punishment extending from every sin after one's death, one is also rewarded with feeling the bitter taste of every transgression while he is still alive. Naturally, one who is imparted this open providence is certain that he will not sin again. As one is certain that he will not cut his own flesh and cause himself terrible suffering. In addition, one is certain that he will not neglect a mitzvah without performing it the instant it comes to his hand. Just as one is certain that he will not neglect any worldly pleasure or great profit that comes into his hand.
Meaning that we shouldn't think that then a person is free to do what he wants because he feels that there are good results from bestowal and bad results from reception. It's not like that, it's the opposite. He needs to do some additional work, where even now that he sees how good it is to be in bestowal, he needs to overcome that as well, so that he's not doing the actions of bestowal for that, and on the contrary, that he sees bad results from reception, and not because of that he stops the actions of reception, but because it is not desired in the eyes of the Creator. There is additional work here. Opposite work here. So, not because he's receiving more pleasure in actions of bestowal and suffering in bad actions of reception. That's not why he carries out his actions, but above that. Understood? Yeah? PT 19.
Hello, Rav. He mentions in the same sentence, reward in the next world and wondrous pleasure in this world. What wondrous pleasure is he talking about?
The next world means the next degree.
The next world, yes, but what about the present world? Why is he even linking these two things?
The present state is called this world, the next state is called the next world.
It's not two states in spirituality, like giving and receiving. Or...
No. The next world means the coming world, that what is not achieved in this degree is achieved in the next degree, in the next correction.
Rav, can I also ask?
Okay. Thanks to your friend.
Oh, really? Bala Sulam says, indeed, after the Creator sees that one has completed his exertion, what does it mean to complete his exertion?
His level of exertion is to be above reason, above what certain, he discovers.
There's been a certain amount of time, or what?
It doesn't depend on time.
So what does it depend on?
Man's effort. Man's effort. It doesn't depend on time.
But we've been learning for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, nothing is happening.
Mister, you are exactly responding to your own question. Why did I not gain anything in 15 years?
What can accelerate it? How do we get there?
Connection. That too is what you learn. PT 12.
I think you answered that. The question is, what determines where the effort goes to? How can I know that the effort, that the exertion, is correct?
According to the results. According to the results, but still needs time.
Because if I feel that I'm just inflating my will to receive, how can I operate correctly?
Rise above the inflating will to receive. That also needs to happen.
He talks about what is the addition of the revelation to the providence of reward and punishment? What work is there in revelation?
In revelation, you have the work of working despite the revelation. Working despite revelation. We need to understand that concealment is for us, for our own good, because without concealment, you'd be addicted to in order to bestow. And now, above the concealment, you need to carry out in order to bestow from choice. And this is hard work.
United VG1.
United VG1.
It was said that for not keeping to run mitzvot, there is punishment beyond death. What does it mean beyond death, after death?
We'll clarify that later on. It's better for us to keep that as a question mark. It's good.
Baltia 1.
В конце 55-го пункта говорится такая фраза, когда...
At the end of item 55, it says the following.
Но это, наверное, не сам человек решает,
there would be forces. It's not that the person decides by himself, that he doesn't have forces, or that will have forces, or is it the person's decision, or what? Naturally.
Wait. And clearly, the one who merits this open revelation knows that he will not sin again, just like a person will not cut his own organs and cause horrible suffering to himself. And we know that one will not leave the commandment that he can carry out right away, just like one will not leave the pleasure that he can receive right away in this world. So what are you asking?
He says, keeping to run his vote as much as he has the strength for it, that he will have the strength for it.
I don't see in the text where you're, what you're talking about. I don't see that this is what it says. We need to check. Tell me exactly what is the paragraph you're talking about.
What it says is that he's willing to perform the mitzvah once he has the power to do it. That's the last sentence.
I don't know. We'll clarify that. Keep it as a question for now. PT 31.
About open providence, you said the true leaders are the sages who see the future. How to be a leader and see what is coming if providence is not yet open? What kind of leaders can we have now?
Leaders are those who attract everyone to connection. That's it. All the rest doesn't depend on you. Whether you'll receive a higher level revelation, yes or no, whatever it is. You have to do what's up to you right here and now, and not wait for what you will be given, maybe yes or no. Do what's up to you, what depends on you, and accordingly, you'll receive everything. Our problem is that we don't want to engage in actions when we've reached a special time in this world where we have to do all these actions. We don't want to. Why shouldn't I be given something higher? You won't.
What does a leader do if he's transmitting a certain message, but the people are actually going in a very different direction?
What to do then? Look at me. What can I do? Every day, several times a day, and you know, I have these five or six such lessons a day. So what do we do?
Not to try to adapt it. When a true leader doesn't change himself to adapt to the public, where he's constantly following the same lines, until one day the people will come to him.
You can adapt yourself to the audience, but you don't change your ways, only your style of expression, of explanation, the same language, the same level, the same style, the same examples of where the public is. That's what you need to do. Sure, look at what we're trying to do in our books, but nothing more than that.
Thank
you. One who doesn't engage in dissemination has no chance. No chance to reach the goal. Just know it. I'm saying, seriously, I don't want to scare you away that you leave, but no good result will come out of your actions if you are not participating somewhat in dissemination. You see the state of the world, and it's going to get worse and worse. And if you want to advance, you must connect the whole world to the goal that the world is aimed at. Dudi, next.
Item 56. Now you can understand the words of our sages. What is repentance like? Until he who knows the mysteries will testify that he will not return to folly. These are seemingly perplexing words, for who would rise to heaven to hear the testimony of the Creator? Also, before whom should the Creator testify? Is it not enough that the Creator himself knows
that a person repented with all his heart and will not sin again. From the explanation, the matter becomes very simple. In truth, one is not absolutely certain that he will not sin again before he is rewarded with the above attainment of reward and punishment, meaning the revelation of the face. This revelation of the face, from the perspective of the Creator's salvation, is called testimony, since his salvation in itself to this attainment of reward and punishment is what guarantees that he will not sin again. It is therefore considered that the Creator testifies to him. It is written, what is repentance like? In other words, when will one be certain that he has been granted complete repentance? For this one is given a clear sign. When he who knows all mysteries testifies that he will not return to folly. This means that he will attain the revelation of the face, at which time one's own salvation will testify that he will not return to folly.
This means there is a state when the Creator is revealed and his revelation to the person is called testimony, and then a person really understands that he was walking correctly and moved closer to the Creator, and now he can receive the next level of guidance from the Creator, the next stage. And as we understand, this revelation of the face doesn't corrupt a person's progress. A person is already shielded, that his will to receive is under the masach, the screen. And even though he receives the light of Chokhmah, he's receiving it in order to bestow, and he knows that this is how the Creator arranges his path of progress. Yeah. Italy 4 always has a question mark on. Okay.
Volevo chiederti, siccome noi, la nostra natura è ingannevole, qual è il criterio che devo utilizzare per distinguere se qualcosa lo sto facendo per il mio piacere personale camuffato da spirituale o per il piacere del creatore?
Because our nature always deceives us, how can I discern if I'm doing something for myself or for society?
This specifically is where you can be certain that if you do it for the sake of society, it's for the sake of the society. You see it right in front of you. Why were we given this world? So that at least these things we can see, whether we're doing it well or not, with respect to human connection. On a corporeal level, did you make them connect? Did you gather them? Did you arrange education for them? Did you connect to them to bring them to the lesson, and so on and so forth? These are the things you can do. And certainly, that's where you'll see results. And if you don't see results, pray for the Creator to help you, to give them the right desire to hear you, and so forth. You see, all the wisdom of Kabbalah revolves around connection. It's about connection. There's nothing else. Only connection between us, and out of connection between us, cry out to the Creator that we want to bestow to Him out of our connection. And to that extent, He becomes revealed. That's it. Okay?
Thank you, Rav.
Rehovot.
Rehovot.
Yes, thank you. It says here, before he's rewarded with the providence of reward and punishment, there's a revelation of the face. And according to what you said previously and yesterday, there's a fear that if we're not caring for others, we're going to get punishment, darkness.
True, true, that's for sure. But preferably to have fear not from that, but fear from if you don't bestow upon the friend, you don't bestow upon the Creator. Not on yourself, but fear which is on a higher level. Try thinking this way. Then you'll have pride from caring for him in such a way. Through the friend, you want to give contentment to the Creator, because you can never do it directly to the Creator, only through the ten. Good. That's a good start.
Item 57. This above-mentioned repentance is called repentance from fear. This is because although one returns to the Creator with his heart and soul, until he knows the mysteries, testifies that he will not return to folly, that certainly that he will not sin again is due to one's attainment and sensation of the terrible punishment and wicked torment extending from the transgressions. Because of this, one is certain that he will not sin.
Because this is certain to be fear from sins, fear from transgression.
Just as he is sure that he will not afflict himself with horrible suffering. However, in the end, these repentance and certainty are only because of the fear of punishment that extend from the transgressions. It turns out that one's repentance is only due to fear of punishment. Because of this, it is called repentance from fear.
Yep, that everything that happens to him, he's willing to do everything, but only from being fearful of a punishment. But that's already on a high degree. It's not like we're afraid of punishments. It's really what is ahead of him. And
item 58. By this we understand the words of our sages, that one who repents from fear is rewarded with his sins becoming as mistakes. We must understand how this happens.
Meaning that even though he does everything out of fear, why is this considered that he advances? Since he's constantly doing it in order to not receive a punishment. So is this how you advance in spirituality?
According to the above, you can thoroughly understand that the sins one makes extend to him from the reception of a guidance of double concealment, namely concealment within concealment. This means that he does not believe in a guidance of reward and punishment. One concealment means that he believes in a guidance of reward and punishment, but because of the accumulation of the suffering, he sometimes comes to thoughts of transgression. This is because although he believes that the suffering came to him as a punishment, he still, as one who sees his friend behind, from behind, and might doubt and mistake him for another. As written there, that these sins are only mistakes, since in general he believes in a guidance of reward and punishment.
It's a serious problem to explain. Let's put it this way. You know that there are such circles in Israel, that's what I heard, that they are purposely walking around without masks, right? They don't care about reward or punishment. They don't care about anything. There's no fear from a punishment. And then they're prideful of going this way, walking around like that everywhere. There's no virus. It's all some kind of conspiracy or something. Or I don't care. I'm above this. And then a person rises above faith from sorry, he rises above fear of punishment. And what does he get from that? Nothing, it's just from pride. Of course, if he gets the virus then... he'll be punished. Double. But meanwhile, this is how it is. It's the same here. That one concealment means he believes in guidance of reward and punishment. But because of the accumulation of the suffering, he sometimes comes to thoughts of transgressions. This is because although he believes that the suffering comes to him as a punishment, he is still one who sees his friend from behind and might doubt and mistake him for another. As written there, that these sins are only mistakes, since in general he believes in a guidance of reward and punishment. Meaning that he falls like this, he falls like that, this and that. He's checking the limits, so to speak. These are things that we're not yet in, and therefore it's difficult for us. It's hard for us to notice this. There are many discernments here. But he writes this because we already need to reach the completion of the path. But the stages we haven't yet gone through, we don't have the letters of the work here, and that's a problem we have. Well, let's keep reading. 59. Let's finish that.
Item 59. Hence, when one is granted repentance from fear, meaning a clear attainment of reward and punishment,
that on everything there is either reward or punishment, and it's clear in front of him,
until he is certain that he will not sin, a concealment within concealment is entirely corrected in him. This is because now he evidently sees that there is a guidance of reward and punishment.
And that at least he attains for certain, that we are still not yet certain.
It is clear to him that all the suffering he ever felt was a punishment from his providence for the sins he had committed.
Do you understand what state humanity is in? It doesn't understand this. But it's already in this, in the revelation of the Creator from afar. He's already on the path. He's starting to be revealed more and more through different kinds of sufferings, both through punishment and reward, a little here, a little there. And it depends on us now how we will reveal this. In Israel, we have an example of this. We got a reward by having providence according to our degree, where we entered, we went into quarantine. We got this providence together that we understand that it comes to us and we have to sit quietly at home, and it was okay as soon as we came out. Not because we have negative connections with the others and we're catching viruses. Viruses are just a means that we didn't want to continue the providence. So now it turns out that we have to suffer double. Well, we'll talk about this. We'll see this along the way. To the extent we advance 6 months ahead, a year ahead, we'll see. We'll see how we'll learn in all these states. But we'll learn daily how providence works on us, how we need to respond to it. We are entering the revelation of providence in all different manners. That's why we started learning the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot. So we have an illumination from above, and also some kind of words that are clear, understandable some way. Of course, we don't catch this in force, but we're already advancing. Sochi, what do you want?
Я вот хочу уточнить, мы вот как ваши ученики, ну, кто
To be precise, we, as your students on the path, it turns out we're in double concealment. Sometimes it throws us to single concealment, but we can't accept now.
Correct.
Is the providence and the feeling of reward and punishment immediate upon us as your students?
Of course you're getting providence of reward and punishment in a special way, because you belong to a group that is searching for how to keep the desire of the Creator. Belarus.
Пример людей, которые игнорируют карантин. Пей, гуляй, ибо завтра умрем. Это оплошность, это пример.
People who ignore the quarantine. Is this an example for a single concealment?
It's not even concealment. They have no concealment, that we feel that something is concealed. It's with respect to a person, with the person that attains, and not that the Creator conceals them. Continue.
We're in the end of the first paragraph, item 59. In retrospect, he made a grave mistake. Hence, he uproots these sins. However, this is not entirely so. Rather, they become mistakes, similar to the transgressions he committed in one concealment, when he failed due to the confusion that came to him through the multitude of torments that drive one out of one's mind. These are only regarded as mistakes.
Here we need to add, in terms of sufferings, not in terms of pleasures. There's a difference. Because from the amount of pleasures, a person can escape the limitations, or from the extent of sufferings, then a person can escape. It's a big difference. We'll talk about it.
Item 60. Yet, in this repentance, he did not correct at all the first concealment of the faith, which he had before, but only from now on, after he has been granted the revelation of the face. In the past, however, before he was rewarded with the repentance, the concealment of the face and all the mistakes remained as they were, without any change or correction whatsoever. Since then, too, he believed that the troubles and suffering came to him as a punishment, as it is written, they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us because of our God, which is not among us?
Yes, meaning he corrects, but he's not correcting everything. The past has not yet been corrected. And that is why?
Therefore, he is still considered an incomplete righteous, because one who is awarded the revelation of the face, namely the complete measure of his goodness as befits his name, is called righteous. This is so because he justifies his guidance as it truly is, that he is utterly good and utterly perfect with his creations, that he is good to the good and to the bad. Hence, since he has been awarded the revelation of the face, from here on he merits the name righteous. However, since he has not completed the correction, but only the concealment within concealment, and has not corrected the first concealment, but only from here on, that time, before he was awarded repentance, still does not merit the name righteous. This is because then he is left with the concealment of the face as before. For this reason, he is called incomplete righteous, meaning one who still needs to correct the past.
I see there are no questions because the material is difficult material. We haven't been through it. We don't have the letters of the work. And therefore, it's hurt. You need to listen. You need to hear. I went through it maybe 50 times. I don't know how many times. And we always see that there is something to add. Yes. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. Does a righteous also believe in reward and punishment?
Righteous that is not complete righteous, of course he feels reward and punishment. A complete righteous doesn't. It's punishment, no, but reward in full. That's it. What are you asking?
Rav, in this world, we're always talking about time, what we had in the past, and afraid about the future. In this article, he's talking about time. What is time in spirituality?
States.
And how do I feel them as time?
You feel these states as time, yes? As cause and consequence, Latin.
Hello, Rav. What does the revelation of the face of the Creator mean for us?
Revelation of the face means that you feel the extent of connection that fulfills all of reality. You feel that it is connected. You don't feel at all that there are egoist people, that something is wrong. You feel that it's all connected. That's considered that the Creator is revealed. That's it. That from one end to the other end of the world, it's all one big cloud that fulfills all of reality. It's a single force that is revealed and covers up everything. Okay? Good, we're moving on to topic number 3, the structure of reality.
Let's move on to the next part and sing a song together. מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהותו וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Kazakhstan, Sibir and Krim Дышит воздухом одним, устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine
que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán. Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén. Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones, grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón. Around the world, a ray of light is calling people to unite, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide, above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine, above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine.